But now we're going to hear the Coca-Cola convention first. I'm not going to cue it fancy. I'm just going to drop the needle because it's the easy way here. All right, we need noise in the house. Do we have ignition?
We do have ignition. Other than that, presently.
He says we have ignition, but not presently. We're sound checking the... Mode is still on tape here.
No, this is fine. This is fine. Is
you sure that's fine?
No,
America, wherever America goes.
This is called Coke Goes with America. They're not getting to the point fast enough, are they?
There are lyrics, right?
Not on this one, only on the Pepsi one.
Here it comes.
My kind of bottling plans, I hope I live to see. And don't have to wait till the pearly gate opens up for me. When there'll be old St. Peter with my franchise and the key. Saying, here's where all good bottlers go. It's heavenly. Yeah. In that big bottling plant up in the sky. That big bottling plant up in the sky.
Well, the bottles jump right off the shelf
and roll right out. Sell them, sell.
And Coca-Cola's all that people buy. In that big bottling plant up in the blue.
Every shipment arrives the day it's due.
Yes, sir! The trucks are always loading right.
And strikes get settled overnight.
And there's no such a thing as IOU.
Hey, when do you deliver the goods? And it's cash on the line. Cash on the line. Cash on the line.
And third-party checks are up.
Capital crime.
And nothing ever springs a leak. In that big bottling plant away up there, the weather is always hot and fair.
And folks are thirsty round the clock.
And nothing's ever out of stock.
And every deal is full price, fair and square.
Fair and square
in that big bottling plant up in the sky. FTC.
And there's no EPA.
No FDA. To spoil your day, no more alphabet soup. To turn your hair gray.
And me and come and stay for life.
Did you say life?
Yes, I said life.
Yeah. When you call up Atlanta, you get through. And it ain't just their hat they're talking through.
Lines adjust to any size, bottle that man can divide.
We hope we live to see it before we die. Behind those pearly gates, zero interest rates, that big bottling plant up in the sky.
Boy, what do they put in Coke? Okay, we have to do this the slow way. Now we're going to hear one of the Pepsi ones here. Do you want to hear the anti-Coca-Cola one first? Okay, I don't know how long. Let's see. This is all the overture. There's vocals on this. Okay. Might still be the overture. How'd you like to write one of these for a living? This is still the overture. Come on now. Come on.
Good evening, Pepsi bottlers, coast to coast. We're glad you're here to join us in our great symbolic toast to a year that was absolutely unbelievable, positively incredible, in a word inconceivable. To put it very simply and succinct, it was a year the competition blinked. And in the thick of their lives, suddenly a new ball game. So Pepsi stepped up to bat and hit a home run. For 87 long years, the game has been eyeball to eyeball. And when they fumbled and flopped, Pepsi couldn't be stopped. In the blink of an eye, suddenly a new horse race. And being thoroughbreds, we won quicker, we won. And everyone on the team agrees that our future's just begun. Thanks to the wink of one little blink of an eye.
There was old Coke that seemed as good as gold Coke, but no one said leave well enough alone.
So some Atlanta smarty came up with new Coke, a hardly tried and true Coke, and made believe it was a Pepsi clone.
But no one else agreed, so that now came old Coke, a welcome to the fold Coke, while new Coke simply sat there on the shelf.
And in the press they shouted, aren't we the bright ones? Our two Cokes are the right ones, while privately they tried to kick themselves.
But not quite hard enough, so now they had new Coke, a brand new much ado Coke with classic as a gimmick up their sleeve.
But customers are wondering which Coke is which Coke. I think I'd like to switch Coke. The whole thing's too confusing to believe.
And then, of course, they brought us Diet, classic Diet, new Coke, begging us to try it. New Coke, not to mention cherry, new or old.
I really can't recall is caffeine-free Coke, the anti-Coke, or the cola of the week Coke. Meanwhile, new Coke isn't taking hold, which means the public's asking which Coke, old or new, is real Coke. Maybe they should just repeal Coke. Think of the confusion it would end.
But when we figured out that old Cokes make Cokes, new Cokes fake Cokes, new Cokes really are mistake Cokes, why not take them all and make a blend?
But wait, we can't forget that old Coke now is new Coke, since it made a new debut Coke, while consumers everywhere are drawing blanks.
But whatever else you do, Coke, with your hands being Coke or new Coke, when you blinked, you earned our everlasting bang. And in the blink of an eye, it's a brand new beginning, with Pepsi ready to show. So hang on tight,
We'll hear a little bit of the Pepsi universe, too, but there's a lot less lyrics, so it might be a long musical interlude that not all of us want to hear.
Universal refreshment. But has it always been that way, Professor?
As far as I can remember.
We are proud that the Pepsi Enterprise never ever stands still, 'cause the company's working side by side with our partners, and if any
enough. Imagine having to perform in this thing. I was the people who wrote this laughing or crying.
I thought I was going to be on Broadway. I could have been a contender.
All right. Yeah, I hope. Okay, I think it's track 4.
What a life, what a guy, how the time goes rushing by. I love it, wouldn't change it at all. Is a woman through and through. Yes, the next on life is a woman through and through. Helping out my baby, 'cause I love him, I do. Kissing me in the morning, making people right, keeping house all day, keeping books all night. 'Cause the dealer's wife is a woman through and through. All around the place for dust and dirt, while I'm the image program queen. I can write up 1,000 customer follow-up cards while I'm cooking up a lunch. And I can give up a holiday to pump some gas when it comes down to the crunch. And I can cheer up Harry when he comes home and his octane's mighty low. And I can give him the premium attention he needs that makes a man get up and go. What I'm saying is this dealer's wife is a full-service island. When I take my calling, he makes no never mind. Doesn't really matter, I am last in line. Harry keeps complaining, doesn't bother me. He works so hard and long, I understand, you see. Cause a dealer's wife is a woman through and through. Yes, and a son's wife is a woman through and through. Help me out, my man, please, cause I love him, I do. That's the way it is, it's the only way to be. Cause a dealer's wife is a woman like me.
Okay, the General Electric one. Are we going to hear Witchcraft, or are we going to hear... Wait a minute. It's on the other one. Let's try How to Make a Woman Out of Your Wife. Or actually, we'll do Satan first, because it's a short one.
Furnaces I used to love to fix.
Isn't it heaven?
I think it's...
Please, sir, watch your language.
I'm feeling like the devil. Just why did we have to meet?
I'll tell you on the level that my joy is shameless. Your heat is flameless.
I like my kingdom better before you performed your tricks. Then it was heaven.
No, then it was hell. What? Hell.
What?
Your language.
To have a fire sale?
Oh, that would be heaven. Perfectly heaven.
No, that would be hell.
What?
That would be hell.
What?
That would be hell. Hell, 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 hell.
Girl, don't let him talk you that way. Give him hell.
50-50 chance that was Valerie Harper singing, too. Gotta tell Emmanuel that the next H2K is gonna need better entertainment now that we that
I
the
know
trail
you're
has been lit.
Husbands, the types who never fail. But are your women women? By that I mean female. I have a little magic to help transform your pal. It could make Sophia Loren out of any normal gal. So if you'll watch me closely, oh, not that close, I'll tell you of wonders that will make each day joyous. A Christmas present, mister. Get the greatest eyeful of your life.
This was written by the people who wrote Cabaret, he tells me. Half over. Should we hear the ref? Something else.
Every city has its downtown area, the place where it's all happening. The bright lights, the fun, and the crazy times. Why don't you go downtown for a little action? That's where they're waiting. Main Street Women. Main Street Women, the motion picture that lets you in behind the scenes on what's really going on in a big city. The girls, the bars, and the tough guys who run it all. Main Street Women. You'll go into those private apartments where girls use all their energies just to please a man in every way. Main Street Women. It's all happening now in the year's most shocking look at today's wild lifestyles. Don't miss it. Main Street Women. In color, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent to International, Main Street Women want you.
Something like 300,000 or 400,000 people in this country alone who are in comas and who can't take care of themselves. And I got to thinking, they can't or they won't. They don't work and they don't sweat and they don't pay no taxes yet and they won't lift a finger for themselves. Still they've got enough to eat, and life for them is such a treat, hiding in their commas all day long. Coma bums, ain't you got no pride, hey? Coma bums, don't get hurt inside. Don't you know that it's just not right to be hiding in your coma like a parasite? Well, I don't mind paying my taxes, but I don't want to be supporting a bunch of coma bums. Late at night at the end of day. The coma bums all go out and play. They laugh and they smoke and they whoop it up and they charge it all to us. Very next morning they're in bed again, and nobody knows just where they've been. Hiding in their comas with smiles on their faces, cause they think they're pulling a fast one on me. Coma bums, ain't you got no Friday? Coma bums, don't it hurt inside? And don't you know that it's just not right to be hiding in your coma like a parasite? Well, I don't mind paying my taxes, but I don't want to be supporting a bunch of coma bums. If all of their nonsense makes you sick, we could put a stop to it quick. Pull them out of the hospitals, leave them out in the rain. The coma bums would find it strange if they had to pull their own weight for a change. Here in America, nobody's entitled to any more than he earns. Coma bums, ain't you got no Friday? Coma bums, don't get hurt inside. And don't you know that it's just not right to be hiding in your coma like a parasite? Well, I don't mind paying my taxes, but I don't want to be supporting a bunch of coma bums.
Had enough. I have. See you next time. And remember, if you work for one of these people, this is the culture that awaits you. They might have volleyball now, but still.